I'll keep going till I'm so far on, and I'll never come back to this place, not today, and find out that you really are gone. Now I'm in love with you for the last time. It's the last time I'll sit on this bench with you. And from what you say, I guess it's past time, and I'll never see you again. Now when I start to think, that's when I start to sink. I'll just keep moving without you. I never will talk, and I never will blink, and I'll never hear nothing about you. Now you've rejected me for the last time. It's the last time I'll sit on this fence for you. And from what you say, I guess it's past time, and I'll never see you again.
Thank you. Thank you. pianto una torona in una fucsi. Bianchi una tua uomo in una fucsi.
Yeah. hearts of men. The shadow knows.
Once again, we bring you the thrilling adventures of the Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. Today you say, I'm investing in savings bonds. Join the payroll savings plan at work. And tomorrow you'll say, there's our dream home, all finished and right down to the last brick. Yes, today, join the payroll savings plan at work to buy United States savings bonds. Whatever you want in the future, guarantee it now with savings bonds. Join the payroll savings plan where you work. Or, if you're self-employed, buy a bond a month at your bank. Don't delay. Your own future, your country's future can't wait. Buy United States savings bonds. And now, The Shadow.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, Collectors of Death. Hidden in the wilds of the craggy palisades stands the turreted castle of the European refugee recluse, Herr Bruder. Here in solitude, he gloats over the priceless treasures he has smuggled out of Europe. Tonight, as Bruder finishes his dinner, a sudden mountain storm beats at the windows of the castle.
You will have your coffee in the study, Herr Bruder?
In the study. Emil, why are you not using my best china as I ordered?
But we are, Bruder. You see the design?
Emil, my eyes are weak. I cannot see even from close. But with my fingertips, I know this is not my best china. Why?
But maybe your hair must be mistaken. We would not sell them with any but his best china. It is as you have ordered.
Ah, so you are sure, Emil?
Of course, Herr Bruder.
Perhaps I've been too hasty, Come. I take my coffee in the study. A warm fire on a night like this. An easy chair and a glass of... Emil... Who has been in my study?
Only Marie, when she cleans.
Get Marie in here quickly.
And call her. Marie!
Yes, Emil?
Come into the study, Marie.
I come. Is something wrong?
Oh, Marie, my painting. Someone has been touching my paintings. I cannot see what has been done, but something has been changed.
Perhaps when dusting the Marie moved.
Yes, that's it, Herr Bruder. When dusting them, perhaps I moved them.
Oh, no. My coal. Where is my coal?
Above the desk, Herr Bruder.
On my Renoir.
Above the fireplace, as always.
Oh, above the fireplace. Oh, I must have been mistaken. These dim old eyes, they play me tricks.
It distresses us, Herr Bruder, to think you do not trust us.
Nonsense, Emil. It is only you that I do trust, eh? That is why I sent to the old country for you, to protect me from thieves who would rob me, steal my treasures.
Thieves, suppose?
Yeah, Emil, thieves, American thieves. You must help me, you and Marie. You must keep them from robbing me.
Rest easy, Herr Bruder. Marie and I will do everything to make sure you are not robbed by American thieves.
And this lovely, authentic bit of Limoges is worth 10 times what I've bid. Won't somebody say 25?
25?
Margot, don't be silly. That's no more Limoges, and I am Houdini.
Lamont, I just can't help myself at auction.
Is that all? I'm offered 25, and this beats the great deal.
40!
Margot, you can buy those things by the case lot for that.
Don't be silly, Lamont. What would I do with a case of them?
50!
I'm offered 50. It will make 75.
Get hold of yourself, Margot. You can't do it. It would be wrong.
75!
It's going for 75. Going? It's going once? Going twice? Sold to the lady for $75. Will you step this way, please, miss?
Yes, of course.
Well, here you go, lady. Beautiful thing if I do say so. Shall I have it wrapped?
Don't bother. It'll be easier to dispose of if it isn't.
Very funny. Very funny, I'm sure. 75 even. Thank you. Here you are, miss.
I'll take it, Margot. With any luck, I might drop it.
Stop stewing, Lamont. Just the same, I think we'd better get out of here before the fever comes on me again and I buy the Taj Mahal.
Well, I must admit it's a pretty good imitation. Wait a minute. Take a look at this thing, Margot.
I have. $75 worth.
Margot, this is a real Limoges piece. It's worth 10 times $75.
That's impossible. Why, in these places, they
never... That's just the point. These places specialize in fakes and imitations, but this is the real article.
How can it be?
Well, I don't know. I do know this. A few weeks ago, I was reading about a very famous collection of antiques in Objet d'Art. The Bruder collection.
And?
Almost certain a piece like this was described in that article.
This Bruder, whatever his name is, probably decided to break up his collection or turn it into cash.
And sell it for about 1/10 its value? Oh, no, Ma.
Well, then what?
Somebody else is liquidating his collection for him.
You mean stealing it?
I don't know yet. There are 3 well-known fencers who specialize in antiques. One of them, a Mr. Otto, might be ambitious enough to want to buy the Bruder collection.
But, Mr. Otto, you said there would be large rewards if I brought you Herr Bruder's collection.
The larger pieces, yes. I shall pay you well, my dear friend.
But the larger pieces we dare not touch, Mr. Otto. It seemed dangerous to pick up these small pieces.
Knick-knacks, my dear girl, knick-knacks. How about the piece of Limoges that you and Emil sold at the auction? Why didn't you bring it here?
You know about that?
It's my business to know about everything, everything.
I thought to get much money at the auction.
So instead of bringing it here, you part with it for a paltry $50. And to me, to Mr. Otto, you bring this collection of junk. You're not very bright, sir.
I told you, Emil, we should not be doing this. We will be caught. There's not work.
Quiet, Marie. All right, Mr. Otto. We will take your offer this time.
Yes, I knew that an intelligent pair of collectors such as you would see it my way. Here are, my dear friend, the price agreed, I believe.
Thank you.
Come, Emil, the old man will be missing us.
Au revoir, my dear friends. Au revoir. Looky. Looky.
Right here, Mr. Otto.
You heard, Looky?
Yeah.
Follow them. They must not be permitted to change their minds. You understand?
Yeah.
There's a fortune in the Bruder collection, Looky. A fortune. It would be short-sighted to let them falter now. Very short-sighted.
Is this the place, Lamont? It's a perfectly respectable shop.
That's right, Margot. Mr. Otto is known to be one of the most prominent antique dealers in town.
Yes, but you said he was a receiver, a fence. I thought they operated in dark cellars and underworld dives.
You've been listening to too many radio shows. Come on, Margot, let's go in.
Ah, good day, sir. Good day, madam.
How do you do?
And how can I be of service to you?
We were interested in a gift. Vase, perhaps?
Ah, yes.
Or perhaps a trinket, such as these.
I'm sorry, sir. That new shipment is not classified as yet.
These are precious. Lamont, look at this medallion.
I'm sorry, miss. I cannot possibly.
Fine workmanship. As a matter of fact, I just read about a medallion very much like this. It was in the Bruder collection.
Oh, that? The Bruder collection, yeah, it's quite famous, of course. However, duplicates do show up sometimes.
I'd like to make you an offer for this.
No, indeed, sir. I wouldn't think of selling it until I had checked its authenticity.
Now I am disappointed.
We'll be back, Margot. After Mr. Otto has assorted this collection. Perhaps then, Mr. Otto?
Of course. Of course. Good day, sir. Good day, madam.
Goodbye, Mr. Otto.
Lamont Cranston, you're up to something. What is it?
Trying to find out what's going on. Margot, that medallion came from the Bruder collection. I'm positive of it.
Well, certainly the man has the right to dispose of his collection if he sees fit.
Yes, but Bruder never would. He's a fanatic on the subject of his collection. He guards it with his life. Margot.
Yes?
How would you like to pay a visit to Mr. Bruder himself? Have a little talk about his collection.
Stop now. It isn't worth the risk for the handful of pennies your Mr. Otto gives us.
Marie, it's so easy. A few pieces every night. Soon we'll have enough to go back to the old country.
I won't let you do it. I tell you already, the old man is beginning to wonder. Soon he start to check. What then?
Maybe just one more. A clean sweep. We take everything and leave.
Good idea,
Who are you?
Name's Lukey. Came to keep you from making a mistake, a bad mistake.
I don't understand.
Mr. Otto sent me. He wants you to stay healthy. If you don't go through with your deal with him, you won't.
We can't do it. The old man is suspicious now.
You had a good idea, Emil. One big job. Clean it all up.
But
we do it tonight.
No, tell him no, Emil.
You talk loud, sister. This talk's louder.
Put away that gun. We don't want trouble.
Like I said, we do the job tonight.